QCQCQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the script of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Here are the main news headlines. Norway gets 1 kilowatt on 6 metres and other bands. Train the trainers in Wolverhampton. Share your VHF NFD experiences. On the 8th of August, Norway got an updated amateur licence allowing all Norwegian amateurs access to 50 to 52 megs with a power of 1 kilowatt. Other new privileges include permission for non-amateurs to operate an amateur station under supervision of a licensed amateur for training and education purposes. On higher bands, amateurs receive permission to use 1 kilowatt for EME and meteor scatter on 69.9 to 70.5 megs. 144 to 146, 432 to 438, and 1240 to 1300 megahertz, all without additional regulatory application. The next RSGB Train the Trainers will be held on Saturday, the 1st of September, 9:30 to 5pm. It takes place at Wolverhampton Electricity Sports and Social Club, St Mark's Road, Chapel Ash, Wolverhampton, WV30QH. This venue is the HQ of Wolverhampton ARS. More information or to book a place, please contact Ron Wellsted, ron@wellsted.org.uk. RSGB VHF National Field Day weekend took place on the 7th and 8th of July, and a feature is planned in the next edition of Radcom. If your club participated in the event, it's not too late to send your contribution for the article. It's a great way to promote your club's activity. Please email your words, remembering that succinct is better, plus some publishable pictures. Higher the resolution, the better, to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for the article is this Thursday, the 23rd of August. On information about sending photos, see tinyurl.com/radcompics. That's pics with an X, and it's all one word. The RSGB convention is at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, MK76BZ. From the 12th to the 14th of October, there'll be a vast array of talks and demos, and the chance to rub shoulders with the giants of amateur radio. Early bird discounts for the RSGB convention have just been extended to the 31st of August, so you still have a few days left to get your packages for this flagship event at a lower price. Details, including a provisional programme, are on the RSGB site. And don't forget, under 21s get free admission. The Yota 2018 UK team have been very busy this year at this year's International Youth event in South Africa. They're sharing their amateur radio activities on social media and on the RSGB website. Take a look at their blog at rsgb.org/Yota2018 and follow them via the @TheRSGBYouth on Twitter. They're working on a video summary that the RSGB will release when they're back, and there'll also be a feature in a forthcoming Radcom. The National Hamfest is coming ever close. The 10th anniversary takes place on the 28th and 29th of September, and is the UK's largest exhibition and gathering of amateur radio enthusiasts. Among the usual rally attractions, like a big RSGB book stall, traders flea market, bring and buy. The winners of the National Club of the Year 2017, sponsored by Waters and Stanton, will be announced. You can get full details of the event and fast-track advance entry ticket at www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. Due to essential maintenance of the aerial mast at the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park, D-Star repeater GB7BP will likely to be off the air from Tuesday the 28th to Thursday the 30th. Of August. The maintenance work is weather dependent, so they could change. If there is a change, we'll try to publish it via the RSGB website and other online means. We apologise for any convenience this may cause. An International Space Station school contact has been planned for Alexander Gerst, KF5ONO, with a school in Germany on Wednesday the 22nd of August at about 09:15 UTC. The conversation will be in German and will be direct, operated by DC1RSN. The downlink signals will be audible in many parts of Europe. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 19th, the Rugby Amateur Radio Rally will be held at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe Rugby, CV239PDPY. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And at 8:30 a.m. for sellers, admission is £3. Car boot sale catering is available on site. Contact Steve G8LYB 07956855816. Next weekend, the 25th and 26th, the Montrose Amateur Radio and Aviation Rally takes place at Montrose Air Station Heritage Centre, DD109BD. Doors are open from 10 a.m. on both days. Entry is free. If you want a table, it'll cost £5. Contact Martin to Mike 0KAU on 07763 708 933 as soon as possible. CQScotland.com, part of the Mid-Lanark Amateur Radio Society, will run a build-a-thon on the Sunday. Spaces are limited, so please email your interest to David, MM0HQD, via info@cqscotland.com. On Sunday the 26th, the Torbay ARS Annual Communications Fair will be held at the racecourse Newton Road, Newton Abbott in Devon, TQ123AF. It's an indoor event, free car parking and disabled facilities, and is accessible by public transport. There'll be a bring and buy sale, RSGB bookstall, special interest groups and trade stands, catering available on site. Contact Mike G1TUU 01803 557941. Also on the 26th, Milton Keynes ARS is helping its 60th anniversary rally at the Irish Centre, Manor Field, Bletchley. Milton Keynes, MK22HZ, doors open 9 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and admission is £3. Hot and cold food will be available. Contact Francis Hennigan, 20FMK, email to rally@mkars.org.uk. On the 27th, Bank Holiday Monday, the Huntingdonshire ARS annual rally takes place at the Ernulf Academy, Barford Road, St Neots, P192SH. Talking with GX0HSR will be on 145.550. There's free car parking and admission is £3. Doors open 9 a.m. or 7 a.m. for traders. There'll be an RSGB bookstall as well as a bring and buy. Hot meals and drinks are available on site, and there'll be an ice cream van as well. Contact M0OLG 01480 214282. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, four operators will be active as C4II from Agios, Georgios Island, IOTA reference AS120 on the 25th to 27th of August. They plan to operate CWSSB and FT8 on 8 to 10 metre bands and possibly 6. Doobie 9A6DR is on the air as stroke P from Colossep Island, which is EU016, until around the 20th of October. In his spare time, he's on the 40, 20, 10 and 6 metre bands, QSL via home call direct or bureau. Large multinational team of wireless operators will be active as TM64YL from Noirmoutier Island, EU064, for the 25th and to the 31st of August. They'll be operating SSB, CW, RITI and FT8, QSL, F4, GDI, Director Bureau. Jacques, F6HMJ, will be active as Sugar Victor 8 stroke call sign from EOS Island, which is EU067, from the 27th of August to the 6th of September. He's going to be operating CW, some SSB, 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL, home call. Way K8EAB will be on the air as K4G from St George Island, which is 08NA085, from the 20th to 25th of August, QSL via Club Look Log for Electronic IOTA Credit, in brackets preferred, or direct K8EAB. Now for special event news, the International Lighthouse and Lightships weekend ends today the 19th. More than 400 lighthouse and lightship activations in 40 countries will take part in this 25th anniversary of the event. The very first Northern Lighthouse Weekend was organised in 1993 by the AIR amateur radio group, with activity from 10 lighthouses in Scotland and the Isle of Man. Wigtonshire Amateur Radio Club were one of the original 10 clubs involved and are back at the Mull of Galloway at Lighthouse with their original call sign of GB2LG. Colchester radio amateurs are taking to the air from the Nays Car Park, Old Hall Lane, Walton, CO14-8LE. Bush Valley ARC will be participating from Rathlin Island, Western Rue Point Lighthouses. Lawton and Epping Forest ARS will be on the air as GB0TBW from Trinity Boy Wharf. Carrickfergus ARG will be operating from the car park at Larne Leisure Centre. Harwich Amateur Radio Interest Group will be taking part from inside the Harwich High Light using the call sign GB4HLH. For a full list of all these stations, go to www.illw.net. GB100RF is operating from Saturday the 18th to Friday the 24th of August from RAF Syston as part of the RAF Air Cadets Aerospace Camp, RAFAC, and in conjunction with the RAF 100 celebrations. Cadets will be mostly on 40 metres around 7.155 megs plus or minus QRM or QSLs via G8FC, please. Pontefracton District ARS, the club will be operating as GB250CC to mark Captain Cook's first voyage in Endeavour starting on the 23rd of August. The big day, though, will actually be the 25th, the actual day that Cook sailed. This station will continue until September, although not every day. GB4RNF will be on the air on the Friday the 24th of August from Boston Central Park in Lincolnshire. British Inland Waterways on the air event takes place over the August Bank Holiday weekend, 25th and 27th, Paul MI1AIB and Sharon 210SHZ will be active with GB8BRM from Ballyronan Marina on the shores of Loch Neath. This is a WAB square H98. Activity will be mostly holiday style, QSL via M1AIB, and MI1AIB. For more details about the stations, go to www.nharg.org.uk/BIWOTA. Spalding ARS is putting on a special event station on the 24th of August for the Royal National Mission to Deep Sea Fishermen, operating from Boston Central Park. There'll be other events taking place as well as the amateur station. In 1918, a group of enthusiasts interested in the new hobby of amateur radio formed a group in Guildford and named it the Guildford Wireless Alliance, and there's been at least one amateur radio society in Guildford ever since. Now, 100 years later, Guildford and District Radio Society, Way Valley Amateur Radio Group and the Guildford Repeater Group are pleased to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio in Guildford. Special event station will be aired from the 25th and 27th of August on HF, VHF and digital modes. The venue is the Guildford Model Engineers HQ, London Road, Guildford in Surrey, GU1ITU. More details from Timothy Dabbs, G0JYQ, by email to sec.gdrs@virginmedia.com. If you're planning a special event station, please remember to send publicity information well in advance to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Very happy to help publicise your event for nothing, but can't help unless you tell us what you're doing. Please send details to Radcom, if possible, within 3 months. Now for contest news. There are no RSGB HF contests in the month of August. On Tuesday at 1900 to 2130 UTC, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place with the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday the 26th, the UK microwave group contest runs from 0616 to 1800 UTC on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLO and G4BAO. Matter from a solar coronal hole sent the K-index to 4 on two occasions last week. This adversely affected the ionosphere, and on Thursday morning the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres was struggling to get much above 10 megahertz. However, earlier in the week conditions have been much better. In fact, there were signs that we were now moving towards the more equinox-like HF conditions and away from the summer doldrums. Chris G0DWV reports working a number of stations in Japan on 17 metres last week, whilst Andy M0NKR worked as far as Montana in the USA, checking the bands before retiring on Wednesday evening. Steve G0KYA was surprised to hear a loud XQ3SK from Chile at the bottom end of 20 metres at 22.30 UTC. This does bode well for HF over the coming weeks, as long as the geomagnetic conditions can remain quiet. There's one tiny visible sunspot group last week which pushed the sunspot number to 12, but there are no signs of any others coming around the sun's limb. Consequently, next week NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be around 68 to 70 again, with minimal or zero sunspots. It also predicts unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 20th and 21st due to a high-speed solar and wind stream from a coronal hole. Conditions should be more settled after that, so we may expect better HF conditions from Thursday onwards. VHF and up, this weekend, a weak low over the country may lead to some short, sharp, scattered showers, setting up conditions for rain scatter on the microwave bands. The many weather radars available online will allow you to follow these largely highly reflective cumulonimbus clouds to set up those longer-range microwave paths. Consequently, southern Britain will have a ridge of high pressure pushing in from the Azores high, and this will reintroduce the prospects of some tropo, especially to the south into the continent and across Biscay to Spain, or even beyond, as we've seen this last week. There will, however, be a tendency for lower pressure to the north of Scotland, keeping the wind stronger and curtailing the chance of tropo. Lastly, sporadic key has been looking a bit thin recently, although a few openings were seen at the end of the week. Unfortunately, any favourable replacements of jet streams this weekend will soon be displaced, and the next week is showing only limited potential with very weak upper air flow over Europe and for much of this week. The moon is at minimum declination on Wednesday and is at its apogee of 405,700 kilometres on Thursday. This means the worst EME conditions of the lunar month this week, with highest path losses and very short low elevation moon visibility windows. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.